Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this morning. What's up, guys? It is the 16th of December. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby.
You guys are here early this morning. We appreciate that. Thanks for coming through.
Absolutely. We have so many friends that are just ramped and ready to hang and share what's going on with them. Like Candy Andy, for example.
Fire it all.
Hey, guys. Candy Andy here. Vibes are good today. Sorry I missed yesterday. Hope you guys are getting ready for the holidays. Love y'all.
You too, buddy.
We sure are. We sure are getting ready. We love you so much.
Yeah, it was a busy day yesterday of just doing that. Crazy day. And then another one today. I'm feeling a little stressed today.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, for sure. Who else is here? Gina's here. She says, vibes are high today. Feeling good. Very much ahead of all the Christmas shopping, wrapping, and decorating. So we're good to go with that. Perfect.
Beautiful.
And last but simply not least, Kelsey's here. Kelsey says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are semi-decent today. Not much to complain about. So we love that.
Yes, we do. Because trust me, you can find a lot of things to complain about.
Sure can.
But not doing it, that's the key.
It really is. I mean, it's the key to happiness. It's the key to success. So keep those positive vibes high. You know what I mean?
How's everything in your world?
Ah, so great. Last night, got our ceiling fan installed with a light, which is game-changing. I mean, yeah. This is homeownership. I'm losing my mind over a light, you know?
Same guy that installed your shelf in the closet did the ceiling fan?
No, we don't use him for anything anymore. And then today, my friend from LA is in town, so we're going to lunch, so that'll be fun. And yeah, I made Patrice take all the Christmas cookies out of the house because I'm not to be trusted. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Can't be trusted.
Not at all.
No, I get that.
Like, why do we? Why are these here? You know, why are these in the house? She's like, because it's Christmas. I'm like, I have take them out.
Yeah, no, I get that. I see. That's the thing too. Is when they're in front of you, it's so hard. It's
like, why? Why would I torture myself? I don't.
You know, but it's 'tis the season. People are handing out Christmas cookies.
Yeah, I already had like 17, so we're good.
Oh, I love that for you.
We're good.
I love that for you, Breeze. All right, guys. Thanks for coming through this morning. I'm not going to vent about this too much, but yesterday was just a day from hell with someone. I have to give props though. I just want to say a huge thank you to my friends over at IDE because my car glitched out yesterday after somebody bumped my headlight. So the alarm wouldn't stop going off. I couldn't shut the headlights off. The dashboard was just going haywire. And I finally called them. I was like, "You guys, I need your help immediately." And they were getting ready to close. They waited for me. They got me in a new rental right away, took care of everything, going to fix it for me. And I was like, yesterday was just a day from hell. And I was like, I appreciate you taking this off my plate. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened, but there's so many sensors in new cars today where if one thing goes, it's all connected.
Yeah.
Everything just goes.
At what point is this car just bad luck?
I love it.
Nothing but problems.
No, just this and when someone broke the window, that's it. It's a great car, but when somebody hits it and does stuff to it, yeah, things are going to go wrong. But thank you guys
for helping me. So when are you getting it fixed?
Starting today.
Oh, today.
Yeah. Thank you guys for the good vibes this morning. Appreciate that. Big story of the day. 9 months later, this new bar, it is new, but it's a bar that burnt to the ground. About a year ago, and now with the community coming together and help rebuild it, there's a lot of locals who are very, very excited for it to reopen. I'll tell you where it is and when you can expect the doors to open coming soon. That's next on the show. Stay there.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? 9 months later, in the smell of new lumber and hope is finally in the air, the Coach Sports Bar that was severely damaged in a fire that tore through the more than 200-year-old building on West Main Street in Webster, finally rebuilding. And finally looking to reopen, which makes a lot of locals happy. This was their spot. The news was devastating to anyone who's been a regular at Coach Sports Bar. And last March, there was a massive fire, destroyed everything. The owner, Fritz Sierk, said as soon as he learned the building was safe, he began rebuilding the process. But he said, I've said this 1,000 times, we're trying to make the Coach the Coach. We're not trying to change it too much, he explained. It's a blue-collar bar. We like it as a blue-collar bar. We like our friends here that are blue-collared people. And yeah, it's brand new. There are some complaints that it's going to smell brand new, but there are customers who can't wait to spill some beer on the floor.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll smell like spoiled Bud Light in no time.
Yeah, longtime customer said he's looking forward to sitting at his spot again soon. Coach Sports Bar in Webster is expected to open within the next couple of months. I think everybody has that one spot that they absolutely love to go to. Do you have one here in town?
Me?
Yeah, like, do you have a go-to? I know your dad does.
No, I'm not like a bar goer.
Yeah.
I'm not just like going to go like belly up at a bar somewhere alone.
You know, I used to have one out in L.A., and it was crazy. That was our spot because it was up the street from our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, I was walking by it. And as soon as I get home, I just hear an explosion go off. And it was crazy because this bar was inside of an apartment building.
Oh, God.
And so all the residents lived above this bar. And all the windows blew out into the street in Hollywood, injuring quite a few people.
Oh.
And it turns out the owner did it.
No. Had the to get insurance that money.
Yeah, it was so.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
But
yeah. I'm like, how dangerous? There are people above you.
These things happen.
They sure do.
Fortunately.
So happy that Coach is going to open again.
You been?
Yeah. Old school bar. Little dive hole. Coming up on the show, you guys, a mom says her 8-year-old's behavior has been so bad that her husband decided to cancel Christmas this year. And he said, look, no big gifts, no over-the-top Christmas morning, just consequences. Anyone ever have a parent do something this extreme to prove a point? We'll read you the message that Kaylee sent us from Greece for Parental Confidential coming up next.
98 PSY is free.
And always will be.
Christmas is officially canceled, and I don't want to hear any crying about it.
Oh.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We're going to read you the message that came in from Kaylee out of Greece. Her husband warned her son, shape up. If not, Christmas is canceled.
Shape up or ship out.
Let me tell you, nothing is more devastating than canceling Christmas on an 8-year-old child.
No.
Nothing.
The threats for me growing up was just earth shattering.
Oh, my. Yeah. You want to talk about, or just obviously this kid is feeling defeated, but you can't talk back to mom and act a fool. You're going to learn. Kaylee says, Moose and Breezy, thank you for reading my dirty laundry on your show. With all seriousness, my 8-year-old has been completely out of control. I'm not talking about normal kid stuff. I mean the nonstop talking back, ignoring rules, eye rolling, slamming doors.
Sure.
Refusing to listen to anything. Won't eat dinner. Every single day feels like a battle. Homework is a fight. Bedtime's a fight.
Of course.
Asking him to put his shoes on turns into an argument. And we've tried consequences. We've tried taking things away, and it just doesn't stick. He knows exactly how far he can push, and he continues to do it. Last week, after another meltdown, over something stupid, my husband finally snapped and said, that's it. Christmas is getting canceled. No gifts, no pile of stuff, no over-the-top Christmas morning. Basically, actions have consequences. And now I'm torn. Huge part of me agrees with him because I feel like we've tried everything else and nothing matters to our son anymore, who's only 8. But the other part of me feels sick thinking about Christmas morning and him being sad or disappointed and us having to use this holiday as leverage. My husband says our kid has learned that bad behavior. He's got to learn it doesn't, you know, there's consequences. And his actions right now are not costing him anything. This is the one thing he's truly going to care about. I just don't know how to get on board with this. Anyone think this is too big of a punishment? I don't know if we're being strong parents or terrible ones. I could just really use some outside perspective. Thanks so much.
Honestly, send it.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to stick with them for the rest of their life. And I hope that your follow through will show we're not messing around. We're not just all bark and no bite here. Like, if you're going to disrespect us continually, we're good here. We're all set.
Anyone
not
ever?
In our house.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you on that. Does anyone ever have a parent cancel Christmas on them to teach them a lesson? Would something this extreme actually teach an 8-year-old kid a lesson? Or, I don't know, I mean, does this create a core memory they'll still be talking about at the age of 35 in therapy? Maybe.
Could be.
585-252-9800. If you do think the dad has every right to take away Christmas morning, you say yes. Breezy says yes. I'm split down the middle. What I think that they should possibly do is, all right, today's the 16th of December. He's got 9 days to slowly work himself back. You know, every day he's got to do something good.
I know, but here's the thing about that. It's like, you can sit there and like say that, but the second he slips up, you're going to have to remind him and you're going to have to do all that. So it's not actually following through. Like, he's not going to learn until he's the one doing it himself.
I know. Listen, I was threatened with coal so many times over the years when I was a kid during Christmas, and it scares the hell out of you. It really does. It's like, Aaron says, good morning, guys. As a child counselor, I wanted to say, canceling Christmas won't fix the behavior. It will just make him resentful. the real issue sounds like consistency. Because if consequences haven't worked before, why will they suddenly work now? I'm assuming because this is probably the most important thing to him ever. Guys, good morning. I'm 100% on dad's side. Parents are scared to be the bad guy anymore. Kids don't run the house. If Christmas is the one thing that gets his attention, then so be it.
Yeah. This person says, mom needs to grow a backbone and learn how to be a parent. This person says, sounds like mom's a pushover and she's the problem. And then this person says, I agree with Breezy. Send it.
Yeah, listen.
Send it.
It is going to be devastating for him on Christmas morning, but they warn him.
I mean, you can get him gifts. Just get him like underwear and stuff, things that he needs. So he can still open gifts, but it's not going to be anything he asked for. Sorry.
Were you ever deflated when you'd come downstairs on Christmas morning and notice that some of your gifts that were wrapped were just clothes? You could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but so Santa didn't wrap our gifts.
What do you mean?
Santa displayed. Santa had a gorgeous display.
What do you mean? Nothing was wrapped?
Only gifts from my mom. Well, my parents were wrapped. And, like, family.
But the,
no,
like...
Santa? No.
The toys and games and stuff like that were out.
Displayed.
Oh, interesting.
Santa was very aesthetic in my home.
Yeah, of course.
Who else is here? Coming from a teacher and a parent of a 9-year-old myself, this sounds like signs of ADHD. I would look into that. Also, take him to his pediatrician and iron out his levels and have those checked. I would talk to his teachers and see if there's also something he's doing at school or if this is just exclusive to you. And you need to think about why you're disappointed he won't get gifts when every single day you and your husband are disappointed in his behavior. Pick a struggle.
Yeah. That's some tough love coming in on the text line this morning. If you guys are just tuning in for parental, we get this message from Kaylee out of Greece, and her husband wants to cancel Christmas. 8-year-old is acting up. He will not listen. They've warned him time and time again. He's like, that's it. No, don't even run down the steps on Christmas morning. It's not even worth it. Good morning, guys. My husband and I did this something similar a few years back when our kids were 7 and 9. They were monsters. We put a pause on Christmas morning. We didn't cancel it completely. We just made them earn back a new gift from Santa day by day. Mm. It ruined the magic a bit, but it was a learning lesson for them.
It's like their own version of Hanukkah. You get a gift a night if you're good.
Yeah.
If you're good.
And then one more person, Gina, says, good morning, guys. We did a no presents until behavior changes rule 1 year. Christmas morning still happened, just a lot quieter. Our kid figured it out fast without blowing up the holiday completely. However you want to handle it, Kaylee, but a lot of people are saying your husband's got a point here. Stick to your guns.
Not everyone. This person says, truth is, I doubt any parents are actually going to want to put the work in and actually fix the problem. Taking away Christmas is a lazy way out. There, I said it. Period. That's tough.
I mean, I can't begin to tell you how many years.
Not her just catching strays right now.
How many years my mom was going to cancel Christmas and we're all going to go to a soup kitchen?
No, she's still saying that.
So, I mean, we still have yet to do it. But the threats were...
We're just going to take a nice cruise.
Yeah, that's what it was. No Christmas this year. We're going on a cruise. No Christmas this year. We're going to the soup kitchen.
And it's hilarious. Oh,
which one
because,
is it?
Well, those are completely different things. But it's hilarious because when you get a gift for Christmas as a child, you're like, this is so stupid. Like, you guys literally took these away out. It's like, no, this trip to Disney cost $15,000.
Right, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, to our queen, I mean, listen, you got to do what you got to do. But at the same time, you need to also fix the problem, like that one texter said. And until that happens... Nothing's going to change.
Yeah. He's got 9 days of shaping up. All right, guys. Thanks for all the messages this morning. And Kaylee, for trusting us with yours. We really appreciate that. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Stay there.
98 PXY.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you are feeling the pressure this year when it comes to trying to pick out the perfect gift for people who are most likely not going to reciprocate the favor? And I don't care what anyone says. Gift giving is a skill. Not everyone has it. It can't be taught. Some people are great when it comes to picking out the perfect gift. And I would make the argument that I'm one of those people.
I wouldn't. Oh, well, I fear I wouldn't.
I disagree. 585-252-9800.
You gave me a literal piece of the ground.
You know what?
A piece of the wall.
Here's what's frustrating is that anyone who really appreciates the Coliseum.
Are you putting it back on me?
No, I'm saying though, like everybody thought that was a really. Guys, I went to Italy and I came back with a piece of the Coliseum that I gave to Breezy.
Which something is just theft.
It was thousands of years old. What would you have liked?
Honestly, some nice Italian leather would have been great. A nice Italian.
But I understand
bag.
That. Yeah, but you're not my girlfriend.
I've been to Italy. It's not that expensive. It's like 20 euro.
I just don't feel like that
you
was.
You go to the leather market, you just support local artists. You know what I mean? It's not that deep.
I don't know.
Ask for a Louis Vuitton.
I'm just saying, though. I was like, I don't know. I thought it was a lovely gift, and you're the only person who got it. I thought you would have appreciated it. I was wrong.
Every day.
How many of you guys exchange gifts with a coworker you're close to? Have you ever, I don't know, have you ever gone out of your way to get them something really nice, and then they didn't appreciate it? Or
yeah, they didn't
come close to the amount you actually spent on them. Maybe you spent, I don't know, you dropped $100 on them. They came back with like, here's this $10 gift card to Dunkin'.
Said it before, I'll say it again. People ask for things, you get them said thing, and then they never use it. So that is the most infuriating thing. My co-host before you, all they wanted was a little like mini fridge so they could put it in their car. Never once used it, never took it out of the box. I sold it on Facebook.
You bought it and then sold it?
I mean, years later, yeah, I did.
Where do you put a mini fridge in the vehicle?
It connects to the cigarette lighter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something I would have used.
I asked for it. Yeah. So I got it.
So 1 year I get my boss this $75 snow globe. Okay?
Well, that's on you a little bit, right?
Well, she collected them. She got me soap on a rope. I swear, this is not even a joke. I was 18 working at a car dealership. I didn't have any money. I got a bar of soap with rope attached to it.
Why?
I don't know. It looked like she got it right out of the Monroe County prison. It was the most unusual gift I've ever received, and I went out of my way to spend majority of my paycheck on this snow globe that she loved. And I bring this up because I've been racking my brain on what to get my beautiful co-host Breezy for Christmas. So of course I'm stumped, because what do you get the woman who already has it all?
I'll send you my Amazon wish list. Don't you worry.
New car, new house, new fiance, new engagement ring. What do you want? So of course I reach out to the person who she's closest to, her fiance, Patrice. I said, do me a solid. I need help on what to get Breezy. She goes, okay, let me think about this. I'll get right back to you. She sends me a list, and right away I had to text her back, and I said, this is useless. This is terrible.
Why?
The first thing on that list was a garbage can. I said,
but she already bought for me, so don't buy it.
And then she starts sending me, she's like, all right, so I would go to Home Goods, but she wants organizers for under the sink. So maybe a couple of bins.
I really do.
I said, those aren't things I'm going to get for her.
That's all I need, really. That's really all I need.
And I'm like, you can't be a little bit more creative than this.
That's just a selfish take. Why would I change what I want/need so you can feel better about getting me a gift?
It's not about me feeling better. It's just more along the lines of, like, last year you got me that really cool tracksuit from Costco.
Yeah, you love
and
it.
I wear it a lot
because that's what you asked for. That's what you wanted.
Well, because I saw you wearing one. I'm like, that looks comfy.
Trendsetter.
So Patrice texts me this Christmas list that I'm like, I don't know. Is this the best you got? She's like, I think so. I was like, I don't know. It looks like you just met this woman last week. I need you to dig deeper.
No, that's all I gave her on my list. So I just need to organize the kitchen more than anything. And if you really want to help me and you really want to get me something I love, Amazon gift card all the way. So you can feel better about what you're getting me, and I can go buy what I need.
2 years ago, our limit was like $20. Then
I'll tell you now, right now, it's not $20 now.
Then I estimate, I don't know. I'm trying to spend. She's like, what's your limit? I said, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Breezy on their head.
The limit does not exist.
Hello, PXY.
Good morning.
Hi, Patrice.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, it's me and my mom.
Not Marcy here, too.
What's up, Marcy? I don't think we've ever had the privilege of speaking.
Good morning. I'm the Grinch.
Yes. Okay, so, Patrice, I'm not trying to call you out this morning, but I'm not getting Breezy a garbage can.
I know. I was just telling you the things that she, like, her wish list is not ideal, is what I'm saying. Like, the things she will be opening on Christmas morning from me include a garbage can, a razor, and a toothbrush. So
yeah,
that's
so
all I want.
She wants the garbage can for Christmas?
So toiletries. Yes. So toiletries.
That's all I need.
Toiletries, correct. So I don't know. Just get her whatever you think is best, because nothing is going to please her.
All right, that's what I'm saying, too.
Will please
me. Can I ask you something real quick? Do you think my gift I got her from Italy was, you know, subpar? Or what were your thoughts on the rock I got her that was part of the Coliseum?
Honestly, she's never shown it to me, and I'm a little upset, but I think it's ideal. I think it's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
You got
You're
me
welcome.
A rock, and you came home, and I was like, I have a rock. I got a rock already. So
listen, I know you guys both have a wedding coming up, and I want to tell you this directly, Breezy. I don't need you to go overboard.
It's too late.
This year?
It's too late.
Really?
It's too late.
It is too late. Also, I can't stand both of you because you guys both wait till the last minute to get gifts. Breezy on Sunday was like, we need to buy Moose a gift. The gift isn't getting here till Saturday.
It's not.
But we're exchanging gifts on Friday. How is this going to work?
I'll have to put a picture of it up somewhere.
Oh, jeez. I'm glad I know this.
I mean, Amazon is a lie. 2-day shipping, my ass. Please, give me a break.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to have to go with the...
Oh my gosh.
Gonna have to go with the garbage can this year. All right, Patrice, thanks for your help anyways.
No problem.
Okay, bye, Marcy.
See
Peace out.
Peace out. That's your future mother-in-law.
Yeah, I can't. It's a lot.
Peace out.
Yeah, peace out indeed. I will say this, and I think we're going to talk about this a little later, either today or tomorrow. One of the best parts about being engaged is the fact that now Patrice and I, it's our God-given right to split gifts, so I don't have to pay full price for anything anymore. Now it's just from the Patrices. It's not it's not like Patrice and me. It's
How nice of a feeling. That takes such a weight off your shoulders.
She just Venmo requests me for the gifts that she bought, and I'm like, perfect. Thank you so much. Wrapped, ready to go under the tree. I'm like, great. I love it here. I absolutely love it here.
What do you contribute to the relationship?
I bring a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. My personality is enough to carry me through.
Right.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY. Siri.
This weekend was a huge weekend here in Rochester. A new women's shelter celebrated its grand opening on Saturday afternoon right here in our beautiful city. Pulling My Sister Up is officially dedicated to women, supporting women and the shelter behind it. This was a celebration that was held, and the location is on Spencer Street, and it's a very highly anticipated opening with holiday festivities, refreshments, and winter gear giveaways all took place this past weekend. Pulling My Sister Up is a women's shelter that is really embodying strength and the idea of women coming back, supporting one another, and having just all women sitting there and rooting for one another as well, says the CEO and founder of Pulling My Sister Up. The shelter has 5 rooms and it can house up to 14 women. They also provide resources for everything along the lines of business, physical, mental, and all things wellness. So, I mean, a lot of people are in difficult situations right now that they never anticipated to find themselves in. So knowing that we have something like this here in Rochester, brand new at that, is pretty great.
Yeah, grand opening. Located right there on 63 Spencer Street. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show, do you think some childhood memories are meant to be kept or left behind, you guys? How many of you still keep your kids' baby teeth in their hair? Is it creepy or is it sentimental? We'll talk about it coming up next on the show.
Will be.
Is it creepy or sentimental? How many of you keep your kids' hair and teeth as a keepsake?
Oh.
People do it, man. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm having a hard time remembering how we got into this yesterday, but, you know, I mentioned that my mother still has a few pieces of my hair from my very first haircut.
Wow.
She's a very sentimental woman.
Just like you.
Yeah. For whatever reason, the whole collecting of teeth, hair, and bones, I don't know, it just gives off very creepy vibes.
For sure.
Times were different back then. I don't think anyone is still doing this type of thing. You know what I'm saying? How many of you, 585-252-9800, still are attached to different pieces of your child from childbirth? I don't know. Why keep the teeth? Why the teeth?
I'm under the notion that, like, they'll disintegrate because they're dead and they're so, like, baby teeth are so small. It's not like losing an adult tooth.
No.
You know what I mean?
What, they don't disintegrate. I mean, they'll last depending on where you keep them. They're fine.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure my mom might still have one of my first teeth my tooth that fell out. I don't know why. Where do you guys put this stuff? And how long do you actually hold on to it for? I'm dying to know. I need to know.
Hold on a second.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Allison.
All right. Go ahead, Allison. You're live. Good morning.
Good morning. You absolutely keep that stuff. It's not like it's old school. It is, if you have a baby book, there's a place for the hair. And I kept all my son's pinkies and his teeth. It's just, it has nothing to do with being old school. It has to do with being a parent, trust me.
But how often do you go back and look at that stuff?
What do you do with it?
Okay, so every year on my son's birthday, we go through his baby book, and I'm like, this is from your first haircut. Of course, I care more than he does, but it's what you do. I promise you, once you have a child, you'll be like, you got to get that little clip. You got, it's like all these things all of a sudden become important that you think are so crazy.
But do, is it necessary to keep every tooth?
Oh, God, no. No, that's a little weird.
Okay, but, okay. You don't have all of them. Got
it. I don't have his organs.
Okay, I don't have his organs in the baby book.
Right. There's no organs that you're keeping away. Got that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's okay. It's, I apparently.
Every year she's like, let's go look at your hair. This she's is... like, okay. Can we have cake now?
Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Eva. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Eva.
Hi.
Pretty solid.
Well, okay. I'm calling because so you guys are talking about keeping your child's hair and your teeth and everything, right?
That's yes. right.
What about foreskin? So I've kept all of my baby's teeth in a small little keepsake box. It's really cute. And I labeled it by age because like each one has like a different phase of their childhood, you know, like different things that are happening.
Right.
But so I keep a lock of hair from his child, from his first haircut. And actually, you know what, now that I think of it, I actually remember crying because he didn't look like a baby anymore.
Can anyway, we go back? Why don't we back up to the foreskin thing? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what?
Please, no. Please tell me you don't.
Oh, really?
Eva, in what world, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, look, it's like his first day of life, right? Like his first day of life. Like, it's not like I like put it on the shelf, you know, and be like, hey, everybody, look at my son's foreskin. Like, I don't do that.
What? Why but keep like, that? Well, you kept your son's hair clippings, his teeth that fell out, his first teeth, and then you took it in a step further and decided to keep his foreskin after you circumcised. And put it where?
It's the first day. Well, it's just like in a mason jar on my shelf in my closet. It's not like I'm like putting it on the mantle.
Why is it? Well, yeah, so much better. Why is it not with the teeth and the hair? What's happening?
Yeah, you separated them.
Well, because it's his foreskin. I don't know.
Wait, does your son know that you have this?
Oh, no. No.
No reason to keep that. I don't. I don't get it.
How old is your son?
15.
You've kept this for 15 years.
This is odd.
After all the moves and the reorganizing and the purging,
you gotta take it with you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna purge like his first day of life things.
Do you keep the umbilical cord too? Like, what's?
Oh, I don't have the umbilical cord. I'm not weird.
Some mothers, there are mothers who have been known to keep some of the placenta after they've given birth.
Oh my God!
And they eat it.
No.
Yeah, people will eat it.
So, look, my best friend has her daughter's baby teeth, along with pieces of her hair, like, in, you know, a little bottle, you know, I mean, on display, on actual display in her house. So I don't think it's that bad that I keep mine, you know, in the closet.
I mean, whatever you got to tell yourself, that's fine. You have foreskin. He's 15 years old. It's going to make a great
memories.
Yeah, it's going to make a great stocking stuff for this year.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the call. Anything else you want to share with us that you kept?
I think it would be less weird if you did a shadow box of all of it, but like the fact that there's like
they're separated
teeth and hair and like a baby book somewhere, and then there's like a jar of foreskin with a spotlight shining down on it in your closet is like
a touch. Doesn't have a spotlight. There's no spotlight.
Okay, because that's so much weirder than what you're doing. Like what?
There's no spotlight. It's just, I don't know. Obviously, I felt like it was like a slightly different than his teeth and hair. Because that's why I put it separately. It's like a memory all bottled up in my closet. I just keep it there. I don't know. It just feels weird. When I did try to throw it out once, and I couldn't.
You're a sentimental woman.
I am.
You can call it that.
I am. I love my son.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Eva, thanks so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Okay, let's hurry up and get through this segment so we can call the police.
No,
Matt says, Moose, Breezy, did I hear this woman keeps her son's foreskin? 100% serial killer vibes. I don't get it. Hair and teeth are normal. Angel just texted in and said, look, my parents still have mine. I never thought twice about it. The whole foreskin thing made me physically uncomfortable in my car. I don't judge her as a mom, but I don't think that should be normalized.
She said she didn't keep their umbilical cord. She's not weird, but she kept the foreskin.
Right.
Lady, you're weird.
So here's what we learned this morning. Baby teeth acceptable. First haircut, sentimental. Your son's foreskin in a mason jar.
Silence of the Lambs.
98 PXY.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
Okay, let's clear the air this morning because we all have something we need to get off our chest. Do we not?
Yes, we really do.
All right, guys.
People are like not into it.
585-252-9800. The holidays are creeping up, guys. 9 days until the fat man comes.
Slithering down that chimney. Let's get into it, shall we? This person says, calling out someone specific, stop parking in handicapped or reserved parking during student drop-off instead of getting in line like everyone else. You are not special. There, I said it.
I have to agree on that one. Taking up the handicap spot?
Woof. Yikes.
Unpopular opinion, but it is my belief that peanut butter blossoms, those peanut butter cookies with a Hershey Kiss in the middle, they have no place on a holiday cookie platter.
What? I ate all of them yesterday.
No, I don't think...
They don't have a place because I ate all of them yesterday.
Nobody eats them when I'm around. Nobody eats. They're always the last ones on the tray.
I ate all of them.
I don't get it. The cookie to chocolate ratio is all wrong. If you were to replace that gross Hershey Kiss with... Put some Reese's Pieces.
It's too much peanut butter.
Banned peanut butter blossoms. Nobody likes them. There, I said it.
No, you could not be more wrong.
I just don't get it.
They're the first thing to go on the tray. First thing to go.
I don't like them. And if I do eat them, I'm always taking that Hershey Kiss off.
The only thing I will say is it is difficult to eat because I did stab the roof of my mouth with the point of the Hershey Kiss yesterday. But that's neither here nor there.
Sure.
Not me gushing blood. nevertheless.
You just try to eat a Christmas cookie. No, shouldn't be that hard.
No, I'm like, why am I going to the hospital? All right. Who else is here for There I Said It? People need to stop being so damn insecure and fishing for compliments 24/7. There, I said it. Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to get a little compliment thrown your way.
Does this shirt make me look fat? Not any fatter than you usually look.
That's... Caitlin says, what's up, Moose and Breezy? People that walk around chugging diet soda thinking it's a healthier alternative are so delusional. There, I said it. Yeah, we do know a couple people like that. I used to love Diet Coke, and I'm like, you know what? Why am I drinking this? this is terrible.
I'm just under the notion of I need to stop, and I have, and I don't. Do not buy things that you're going to be tempted to eat. Why are you torturing yourself or drink? Like, I got a 12-pack of Diet Coke, which I don't normally drink. I love Diet Coke. I do.
Yeah, I don't ever see you drink it.
I don't normally drink it. It's a treat for me.
Right.
But when it's in the fridge, it's not a treat. That's just something that you have to drink. It's a lot.
It tastes so much better than Diet Pepsi.
It tastes so much better than just like regular Coke or Pepsi in general, because I am thrown to the moon by the aftertaste of any regular soda. Like, Coke leaves a horrific aftertaste in your mouth and you can't get rid of it for like 4 days.
I don't know. You should see what it does to a toilet bowl. It is a good toilet cleaning solution.
Really?
Yeah. Put some Diet Coke in your toilet bowl. Watch what happens. You want that thing to be shiny white before your guests come over? Okay. Try it out.
Like straight from the can or
yeah.
after you drink it?
No.
It goes through your system?
No.
Perfect.
Amanda says, people who FaceTime in public with the volume all the way up want attention. Nobody wants to hear your whole conversation at Target. There, I said it.
I honestly think sometimes they do. My conversations at times sound like a podcast. I mean, like, I'm also sometimes listening to voice memos in public. Maybe not so much FaceTime, but hilarious.
For you.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure some people are entertained by it.
This person says, I agree with Moose. I'm allergic to peanut butter, so those have got to go. That sounds like a personal issue, Cynthia. Sorry to hear that.
And this is coming from a guy who loves peanut butter. But that cookie, man, so over it.
Let's
go over to Lyle. Hey, Moose and Breezy. Anyone who insists on taking 50 pictures of their food before eating has got a serious problem. There, I said it. I love my wife. But watching her over the weekend try to do this at breakfast at our favorite diner was painful. You guys were at a diner. I love it.
It's so good.
Ah, that's so great. Moose is out of his mind. Peanut butter blossoms are the best Christmas cookie ever. What's not to love? There, I said it.
Well,
I don't want to dive back into that. But
besides
no, they're not.
The fact that I did, you know, impair the roof of my mouth. It was gushing blood.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, there's no easy way to eat that.
To the person at work who constantly flushes but never washes, you are the reason everyone in the dealership keeps getting sick. There, I said it. Wash your hands, people. Whoever wrote that, I 100% agree.
I don't know
what
flushing has to do with that, but okay.
What do you mean?
Why do those go hand in hand? No pun intended.
You're constantly flushing but never washing after you flush?
I know, but I don't flush with my hands.
Okay. What? How do you flush the toilet?
Wait, are you joking?
How do you flush the toilet?
You put your foot up.
Not always.
Always.
Not sometimes your foot can't reach a urinal that high.
Oh, I not the Rockettes in the men's bathroom.
No, I'm dead.
I would die before I touched it.
Maddie says, I don't get the hype between Stranger Things. At this point, why do people bother watching? All the actors in that show look like they're in their 30s trying to play the role of high schoolers. I 100% agree. It's getting old. So I refuse to watch season 5.
Is it about aliens?
It's sci-fi.
Okay,
It's
don't put me in for that.
I know. And let's get over to two more here. Dave says, one more. If you host something and say don't bring anything, but secretly judge what people didn't bring, that's totally on you. There, I said it. Well, you should know better. If a guest invites you to a party and they say, no, don't bring anything, you should definitely still bring something.
Really?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Now I feel awkward.
You live and learn.
All right. Well, I'm going to go do some leg stretches so I can figure out how to flush the urinal for you.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Shaboozy on PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. This is exciting news. 9 months later, the smell of new lumber and hope is in the air. Talking about the Coach Sports Bar that was severely damaged in a fire that tore through the more than 200-year-old building on West Main Street in Webster is finally rebuilding and looking to reopen. They're saying about a couple months from now should be good, but the news was devastating to anyone who was a regular over at Coach Sports Bar. I went a couple of times, but you could tell. I mean, the locals there, that was their joint. And everybody's got a joint. You know what I mean, Breeze?
Oh, yeah.
Last March.
Up at the bar, your local watering hole.
Massive fire. Destroyed everything. The owner, Fritz Sirk, said as soon as he learned the building was safe, he's like, we got to start the rebuilding process. I've said this 1,000 times. We're trying to make the Coach the Coach. We're not trying to change it. He explained, it's a blue-collar bar. We like it as a blue-collar bar. We like our friends here that are blue-collared people. And yeah, it's brand new. There's already a lot of complaints that it's going to smell brand new. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of these blue-collared people will make it smell like it used to.
Oh, yeah.
Beer on the floor. A longtime customer said he's looking forward to sitting at his spot again soon. Coach Sports Bar in Webster is expected to reopen within the next couple months, which is pretty cool.
Well, I guess we got to go crack a cold one there after the show whenever that they do that ribbon cutting, you know?
Absolutely.
So important.
I'm sure.
Head out to Webster.
Fleeky Maliki will be there.
Oh, with bells on. With bells on.
Tis the season for people getting sick.
Ugh. I'm like terrified. I'm petrified. Everyone in my life is getting sick. And the slightest like cough or like sneeze, I'm like, put me in an incubator. You know what I mean? I'm panicking, especially given the fact that the holidays are coming up. The last thing I want to do is get sick, but I feel like it's inevitable. And I don't even know if I really want to talk about this because I feel like I'm going to jinx it. But if you or someone you know have been sick, let's talk about it. Let's talk through this because it can be a very lonely and isolating situation. We'll do it next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Do you guys think we should bring back surgical masks and latex gloves? Can we talk about how everyone is getting sick right now?
Throwback to 2020 when we were all drinking hand sanitizer.
So yesterday, I'm driving down 490 and I look over. I'm always on 490.
No, you literally are.
I always.
Couldn't be you on 104.
No way. No. And I look over and there's this guy in his car, windows up, mask on, latex gloves. And you know what? The old Moose would have judged him so hard. Like, look at this imbecile. But yesterday, I was like, you know, he's probably protecting us from his illness. Or maybe he has a very weak immune system where the slightest germ can kill the guy. And I'm like, wow, I'm growing as an individual. Like, just, I almost, like, it made me feel good in inside of myself to actually have these thoughts.
Just growing and learning every day. Yeah.
That's what it is. But right now is the worst time. It's 9 days until Christmas. People are coughing and sneezing in midair. Nobody, I was in Target yesterday. People aren't covering their mouths. It's disgusting.
No, it is disgusting. And I think I talked about it. I touched on it last week of all the different flus, like, bopping around the county. And flu cases have surged in Monroe County as a new strain is emerging. And it's been up nearly 500 positive cases just in the last week of November alone. And then almost 300 in the last 2 weeks. So it's not great. And it just feels like everyone around me is dropping like flies. And I'm terrified of when it will be my turn.
It's scary.
And I don't even want to put it out into the universe. I don't even want to put it out into existence. But at the same time, when you're sick, and not just sick, like, oh, I don't feel well. Like, when you're down bad, there's nothing that you can do to combat that or just, like, make it go faster. And there has been holidays that family members of mine have missed due to feeling crappy and, like, really ill.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to be me, especially given the fact that, you know, we have some time off coming up here. I just want to, like, be able to enjoy that without dying.
Can you imagine if you were down bad the whole 2 weeks?
And I don't want to even, like, flirt with the idea.
If you are clearly sick and you're still going out in public, you're still going to stores and events or holiday work parties, it's a little selfish. Also, 585-252-9800, do you guys think we should mask up again? You think we should bring back the mask? People are going to go nuts.
When people, literally, honestly, but if you are sick, like, you have to go out in the sense of, like, oh, I have to go to the store and I have to get meds and I have to get groceries, like, that is the one thing that I think, okay, put a mask on or just protect yourself from other people's BS. Because where is the, like, biggest place that you're going to get and contract something? I'm saying the gym, the grocery store.
Yeah.
We touch these things and we don't even realize it. It's just second nature to us. And that's when you contract something and then you feel horrific.
Dan says, hard no, not wearing a mask every time I have a sniffle. Life has to go on. People get sick. It's called being a human. Yeah, I agree. But better safe than sorry. I appreciated the cashier at Target yesterday who was wearing a mask. It's like, hello, young man. How are you? He's like, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
What?
Do masks still work the way people think they do? Like, I'm not going to pretend that I know how they work because I don't. I mean, here's my problem with the mask is that every time I have put it on, for whatever reason, I had to sneeze. And
yeah,
then I just sneeze.
It tickles your little, yeah.
And then I sneeze into the mask, but realistically, what you want to do is pull the mask down and sneeze in midair.
Right.
Right?
Or into your arm at the very least.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
But we have to protect each other.
We do.
Jenna says, I'm not wearing gloves to a grocery store or a mask. It's ridiculous. All right, so Jenna's not for the mask.
And I understand that it's hard for people to sit still and take a beat and, like, you know, sit in your illness, but you have to, like, you can't just be like, I'm fine, and go out and get other people sick. Like, it's just, it's like Moose said, it's selfish. It's kind of weird.
I don't want to jinx it, but I haven't been sick since October of 2023. And I'm telling you right now, most people will either put their fingers in their nose or pick their nose or put their hand, bite their nails. The sickness in cold always starts in the nasal passage. Just don't put your fingers or anything in your nose. Try to keep your nose warm at all times. I've had multiple nurses tell me this. And so far it's worked. I'm very mindful of it. Don't.
Moose is a PA now.
I'm just saying. Don't put your fingers, your dirty, nasty fingers in your nose or your mouth.
You heard it here first. You know? Don't forget, chin up.
That's what it's all about.
You know?
Yeah. So, guys, if you are sick, just be mindful of it because nobody wants to be sick during the holidays, obviously. People panic.
No, they do.
And wipe down the machines at the gym. For the love of God.
They're like, I don't have time. It's like, where are you going, Cynthia?
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
So we have some big news to share. And by big news, I mean it's deeply humbling, mildly offensive, somewhat hilarious.
I've been inconsolable all morning. So,
Breezy.
No.
We were nominated.
I guess. Why does this happen every year? If it's not us, it's me. Because this happened last year, too. I'm just sick of it. When will it be my turn?
Here's what we don't want. Both of us are big believers and not accepting participation trophies.
No.
With an invoice attached to it.
No.
Right. We're not paying for that. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. So we were nominated for Best Morning Show in right here in the 585, the city that we love so very much.
Well, technically it was Best Radio Personalities because I don't think the people that other people were nominated have a morning. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do. Yeah. Who cares, honestly, at this point?
We lost.
We did lose.
We lost so bad. You guys. I think it's who we lost to that stings.
Listen,
a little bit more.
No shade.
No shade at all.
But like,
we just don't understand who
won. I don't know. Respectfully, I just don't know.
The jazz station.
The guy on the jazz station.
But, and you know what? Hey, I'm tipping my hat.
Shout out to him.
I'm tipping my hat to, what's his name?
Mr. Lucas.
Mr. Lucas. Congratulations. I don't know much about the station.
I don't know much about the station, and I don't know much about the person who won.
But here's
the other
thing.
Person that we were going against, Mr. Bobby. I was going to say Bobby Bones. Could you imagine? Mr. Bob Lounsbury. Lounsbury, whatever. Obviously, he's been around for a minute. He's much older than us, so that's fine. I get the demo and all the things. But just to get an email last night from the person who's putting this on or the organization that's putting this on, which I'm not going to name, and says, you're a finalist. Get a plaque for being a finalist. What?
Well, you know, sometimes
good.
I don't know where that money is going. And it just started making me come to the realization that there are times in your life where maybe you lost something and then you had to pay for the proof of your failure. What was that for you guys? Would you actually buy a runner-up plaque?
And I mean, they're only $100.
Well, here's the thing. I had a runner-up plaque for a film festival I was in because my film came, I was runner-up, and they sent me an invoice for $250. This is for Phoenix, Arizona, for the Phoenix Film Festival. Like, do you want this? It's $250. I said, no. Why would I pay for that?
We don't.
Absolutely not.
We don't.
And we're not trying to come off as bitter or sore losers. Absolutely not. That's not what we're about. This obviously affects Breezy way more than it does me.
Well, true. Just because I mean, this has been my reality for the past 3 years. I've been nominated for these awards at the end of every single year.
Breezy.
Every single time. And I've never once gotten my flowers. Never, not one time. I campaigned. I bribed the woman on the show. I did it all.
And when she,
my efforts went unnoticed.
When she says she campaigned, I mean, she came up with, what, 52 different emails on her own that she submitted to?
I did a video. I welcomed in the editor-in-chief. It was a lot, yeah. Okay? And
but creating 52 additional Gmail accounts just to vote, I mean, it's the desperation for validation for me.
It's not even that. Honestly, at this point, I've just been slighted so many times. I have to take matters into my own hands at that point.
What does it mean, though? What does it all mean?
I don't know, but can I just read you like kind of how I found out? I was scrolling Facebook, which I do once a year, and the Jazz station announced their big win, and Lori goes, "Wow, congrats, Derek. We all knew it."
Hey.
Who's we?
Listen.
Who's we?
I want to say congratulations to Derek for taking best radio personality right here in the 585 who does the Jazz show.
Which show?
Morning, night, afternoons?
Who knows?
Breezy, come on. Let's congratulate him. Congratulations to the Jazz station. Truly,
I wonder how much they
earned it
in advertising. Because that's the thing, guys. All of these awards, whether they be local, you know, statewide, national, the Forbes 30 under 30, I heard all of it's paid for. I do. I've heard that through and through. Your publicist calls their publicist to call this. And it just kind of dilutes the prize, in my opinion.
Let's go over to Rachel. I wish that was Derek calling in. Rachel says runner-up plaques are for middle school spelling bees, not for radio shows. I would skip the plaque and just buy a pizza instead. We got to give credit to where credit's due. And by the way, if you feel so strongly about this, then it doesn't matter. What? I know you want your flowers, but you have to understand, as a team, you and look at all the trophies in this studio, Breezy.
I don't see any. I don't.
Wait, come on.
There's literally a Jesus candle of you and a Funko Pop of me.
We have the bowl here in front of us, the broadcasting awards that we won last year. All right, don't sweat it.
No, I'm sick of it.
I love that we lost to the Jazz station, to be quite honest with you. I couldn't wait to talk about this morning. I think it's great because there are a lot of really talented people in this industry and they don't get their flowers.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Well, you're fine.
Just goes to show money talks, you know what I mean?
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
98PXY. 98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out a scene from the 2001 hit classic Christmas film, Reindeer Games. Starring Ben Affleck and, of course, Charlize Theron. Before Breezy gets to her review, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie on yesterday's show for Mooster Peace Theater. He's done what we need him to do. Now we don't need him anymore.
No! Damn it, Gabriel. You drive me crazy. You know that? No! You listen to me. Because we have to be smart about this. The more he wants me, the more he's going to help us.
You think he wants a cut of the money?
Oh no, baby. He wants me. He wants your little sister.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and jingle all the way. Why don't you be a good little sister and swim on over here?
Oh God, the water's freezing. I need to get out. It's freezing, I tell you. Oh God, the chlorine is burning my skin.
And cut. Okay.
I hate it here.
I mean, some of your best work back to back. I mean, we thought
The Christmas Shoes
was very good. Let's break down this film, shall we? Here's the breakdown. Just released from prison. All Rudy Duncan, a.k.a. Ben Affleck, wants to do is start a new life with Ashley, Charlize Theron, the girl of his dreams who he met through pen pal letters in prison.
I love after a lockup situation.
But between them and happiness stands her crazy brother Gabriel and his motley crew of deadly criminals who think Rudy has some sort of inside information about a casino where he once had a job. A casino, Gabriel and his short-fused posse plan to take down. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 25%.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
Okay, first of all, no. This entire movie looked like it was filmed on like a smoke screen. Why was the quality so horrible? It only came out in 2000. Like, what are we doing here? It's like
25 years ago.
But like, relax. Like, it's still this decade. I'm like, was this whole thing filmed with a fog machine?
Go back and look at any film from the early 2000s. They all look the same. They're grainy.
It literally looked like it was filmed in a sauna. That's how like foggy everything was.
Okay, so the movie and the plot didn't hold up because...
No!
Okay, got it.
I couldn't see anything. how would I know? You know what I mean?
Breezy, let's get into it. Who's your favorite character in the film? There's probably a lot of them.
Ben Affleck's voice was not the same as it is in any other thing that I've seen him in.
He was a lot younger.
He was a lot younger. And
do you find him attractive?
I mean, yeah, he's a good looking dude. For sure.
Yeah, he
for
is.
Sure.
Who's your least favorite character? Gabriel?
Like, get a haircut. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here? It's just too much.
It was a lot.
Ugh, he looked like homeless, low-key.
Women still into the shaggy hair like that when guys just grow it out to their shoulders?
No, it's not it. It's like, why do we both have a bob? You know, it's too much.
Old Motley Crue look.
Yeah, I sure. love the whole, what I will say did hold up is the whole pen pals in the jail thing. I love Love After Lockup. It's all I watched when I had COVID and did all the things during 2020. You lose a lot of brain cells watching it.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, pure and utter entertainment.
It's trash TV.
Yes. And I know that stuff still happens because I saw it with my own two eyes with Gypsy Rose. You know what I mean? Her and Ryan just absolutely got after it while she was in prison.
We are reviewing for Breezy's big movie review, Reindeer Games, with Ben Affleck and Charlize Theron from the year 2000. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 25%. Did you have a favorite scene in the movie?
I think it was when they all dressed up as Santa Claus, started robbing everything. It's too much.
That was a good scene. What did you take from this film? What did you learn?
You know, love doesn't conquer all. Sometimes you got to go through the big bro to get to your princess.
Sometimes you have to act and pretend like your sibling is really your lover. And vice versa.
He did it too well.
He really did. Breezy, best throwback moment. We're talking 25 years ago.
I think I already hit it. The way it was filmed was in a sauna smoke screen. Couldn't have been worse quality. And Ben Affleck's voice. What a throwback.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you giving the movie Reindeer Games?
First of all, hated it. Second of all...
You're the worst. Come on, give it a decent score. It's a good movie.
Fine. I didn't do as well as last week, and I will admit that. Only people who are willing to grow are willing to admit. So I could have done better with my acting, but I'll give Reindeer Games out of 5 popcorn buckets a 2-2.
I would have gone 2.5 or more, but it's
your review. So.
It really is.
Yeah, could have done without all of the role-playing of the brother and sister in the pool, but you do you. 98 PSY is free.
And always will be. Is it creepy or is it sentimental? How many of you keep your kids' hair and teeth as a keepsake? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We chatted about it yesterday on the show. I can't remember how we brought it up, but I did mention that my mother still has a few pieces of my hair from my very first haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a sentimental woman. For whatever reason, though, collecting teeth, hair, bones... Whatever else you guys got buried away in your drawers, it's giving off creepy vibes.
It is.
And I think times were a little different back then. I don't think anyone's still doing this type of thing today. I don't know. But if so, by all means, let me know. 585-252-9800. How much of your hair from your first haircut does your mother still have? Any teeth?
I don't know. I wish she would call in and let us know. I know she has a baby book. She has to. And if she doesn't, I'm offended.
That's where you keep it, though? You put in a baby
book? It's like a keepsake baby book thing, to my knowledge. I mean, she's probably, you know, buried away in a bin somewhere, so I don't know if she has access to it. But if I do have teeth or hair somewhere, let us know.
Yeah, I'm just...
Bethy, come through.
Bethy, what's the deal? Where do you store Breezy's DNA? I find this so interesting. I don't know what it is.
It is a little serial killer adjacent, I will say.
Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
This is Allison.
All right, go ahead, Allison. You're live. Good morning.
Good morning. You absolutely keep that stuff. It's not like it's old school. It is, if you have a baby book, there's a place for the hair, and I kept all my son's pinkies and his teeth. It's just, it has nothing to do with being old school. It has to do with being a parent. Trust me.
But how often do you go back and look at that stuff?
What do you do with it?
Okay, so every year on my son's birthday, we go through his baby book, and I'm like, this is from your first haircut. Of course, I care more than he does, but it's what you do. I promise you, once you have a child, you'll be like, you got to get that little clip. It's like all these things all of a sudden become important that you think are so crazy.
But is it necessary to keep every tooth?
Oh, God, no. No, that's a little weird.
Okay, okay. You don't have all of them. God.
I don't have his organs in the baby book.
Right, there's no organs that you're keeping away. Got that.
Wow. Okay.
No. All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's okay. Apparently,
every year she's like, let's go look at your hair. Okay, can we have cake now?
Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Eva. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Eva.
Hi.
Pretty solid.
Well, okay, I'm calling because so you guys are talking about keeping your child's hair and your teeth and everything, right?
That's right.
What about foreskin? So, I've kept all of my baby's teeth in a small little keepsake box. It's really cute. And I labeled it by age because, like, each one has, like, a different phase of their childhood, you know, like, different things that are happening.
Right.
So I keep a lock of hair from his first haircut. And actually, you know what? Now that I think of it, I actually remember crying. Because he didn't look like a baby anymore.
Why don't we back up to the foreskin thing? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what?
Please tell me you don't.
Oh, really?
Eva, in what world, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, look, it's like his first day of life, right? Like his first day of life. Like, it's not like I, like, put it on the shelf. You know, and be like, hey, everyone, look at my son's foreskin. Like, I don't do that.
Why keep that? You kept your son's hair clippings, his teeth that fell out, his first teeth, and then you took it in a step further and decided to keep his foreskin after you circumcised. And put it where?
It's the first day. Well, it's just, like, in a mason jar on my shelf in my closet. It's not like I'm, like... putting it on the mantle.
Why is it so much better? Why is it not with the teeth and the hair? What's happening?
Yeah, you separated them.
Well, because it's his foreskin. I don't know.
Wait, but does your son know that you have this?
Oh, no. No.
There's no reason to keep that. I don't I don't get it.
How old is your son?
15.
You've kept this for 15 years.
This is odd.
After all the moves and the reorganizing and the purging,
you gotta take it with you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna purge like his first day of life things.
Do you keep the umbilical cord too? Like, what's?
Oh, I don't have the umbilical cord. I'm not weird.
There are mothers who have been known to keep some of the placenta after they've given birth.
Oh my God!
And they eat it.
Yeah, people will eat it.
So, look, my best friend has her daughter's baby teeth, along with pieces of her hair, like, in, you know, a little bottle, you know, I mean, on display, on actual display in her house. So I don't think it's that bad that I keep mine, you know, in the closet.
Whatever you got to tell yourself, that's fine. You have foreskin. He's 15 years old. It's going to make a great...
memories.
Yeah, it's going to make a great stocking stuffer this year.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Anything else you want to share with us that you kept?
I think it would be less weird if you did a shadow box of all of it, but like the fact that there's like
they're separated
teeth and hair and like a baby book somewhere, and then there's like a jar of foreskin with a spotlight shining down on it in your closet is like
a touch. Doesn't have a spotlight. There's no spotlight.
Okay, because that's so much weirder than what you're doing. Like what?
There's no spotlight. It's just. I don't know. Obviously, I felt like it was like a slightly different than his teeth and hair. Because that's why I put it separately. It's like a memory all bottled up in my closet. I just keep it there. I don't know. It just feels weird. When I did try to throw it out once, and I couldn't.
You're just a sentimental woman.
I am.
Can call it that.
I love my son.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Eva. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Angel says, hair and teeth are normal. My parents still have mine. I never thought twice about it. The foreskin part made me physically uncomfortable in my car.
Me too.
I'm not going to judge her as a mom. I just don't think we should normalize this. No, I don't think so. I don't think either.
This is so crazy. I am a dental hygienist, and when I moved out of my parents' house, my mom gave me all my teeth, including the one that I got taken out at the dentist. This is the like epitome of take your stuff.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I didn't keep any of this. Like, you did.
My God, Mom, whose leg is this? All right, so here's what we learned this morning, Breeze. Baby teeth are acceptable. Your first haircut is sentimental, right? And then your son's foreskin in a mason jar.
Silence of the Lambs, for sure.
Call the FBI.
Yeah.
Devins, every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.